This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The pitch for a German movie that's opening around the U.S. could be simplified to Rip Van Winkle meets regime change. The film is Goodbye Lenin, and critic Bob Mondello tells us how it adapts Washington Irving's story and sets it in Berlin.
The year is 1989, and Christiane Kerner is a devoted East German mother living near the Berlin Wall. She's a passionate believer in socialism, so she's shocked one day to see her son Alex being arrested at a demonstration protesting the wall. Alex never gets a chance to explain that he was just following a pretty girl in the crowd, because Christiane has a heart attack right there on the street and lapses into a coma.
Sie liegt seit Monaten im Koma.
Davor liegt meine Mutter!
Christiane doesn't wake up for 8 months, which turn out to be fairly important months for Germans. The communist government in the East collapses, the Berlin Wall falls, and East and West Germany are reunified. Then Christiane awakens, Rip Van Winkle style, and her doctors tell Alex that his mother, having suffered a terrible shock, won't survive if she has another. He then makes a radical decision to recreate communist East Germany inside her apartment.
Was soll ich denn jetzt machen?
Der ganze Krempel muss hier raus. Mama muss das Zimmer genauso vorfinden, wie es verlassen hat.
Alex gets a friend who works in a TV studio to supply old newscasts. He gets the neighbors to play along when they come to visit. He makes up stories about why forbidden Western radio keeps leaking in from other apartments. Still, when his mom asks for pickles, the old East German ones aren't stocked anymore in new Western-style supermarkets, and maintaining the fiction is tying Alex in knots. So many Easterners have emigrated to the West that he and his girlfriend could easily move into an abandoned apartment, except that when they go to see one, she's thrilled at the big wide bed, and he's rummaging through the trash for pickle jars. This is all pretty hilarious, as director Wolfgang Becker plays out the story, giving an intriguing method to the madness he puts his characters through. Alex ends up doing more than just recreating an idealized communist East Germany for his mom. He actually duplicates the old regime's worst excesses. He fabricates news stories with the help of his buddy. He emotionally blackmails people into towing his party line when they're around his mother. He becomes a sort of mini-dictator in an imaginary country propped up by lies. I remember when the Berlin Wall actually fell. I watched the crowds climbing over it on TV and thought, someday this is going to make a great movie, probably for Oliver Stone. Well, it's 15 years later, and Oliver Stone is otherwise engaged, so Wolfgang Becker gets to slip in with Goodbye Lenin, a picture much better than the one I had imagined in my head, funnier, truer, and gratifyingly human. I'm Bob Mondello.